New Orleans is awash in beads, all in the hands of some mighty happy people celebrating their big Super Bowl win in a city that has lost so very much since Hurricane Katrina. The New Orleans Saints Victory Parade today is a celebration like no other, with players and coaches rolling through town atop a caravan of Mardi Gras floats. The Saints have lifted the spirits of just about everyone in New Orleans, even those who weren't really football fans before the season. And that includes Sharon White. Now, many of you will remember Sharon from our conversations over the past 5 years. We met her at a Red Cross shelter in Baton Rouge just after Hurricane Katrina, and we followed her as she's rebuilt her home and her life in New Orleans East. We decided to check back in to find out what the Super Bowl win meant to her. And Sharon, are you there?
Yes.
And
yes,
you're mighty hoarse. Did you yell so loud that you lost your voice?
I've been howling and we just had so much fun. I went out after the game. I went to Bourbon Street, and it was beautiful. It was just one love. Everybody was just hugging and kissing and high-fiving.
Where did you watch the Super Bowl?
I watched it at home. I watched it on my TV, but I couldn't stay home. I just needed to be in that madness, and that's not me. I haven't been to Bourbon Street in years. I kept saying, please don't let a member of my church see me out here. But it was beautiful.
It's hard to understand if you don't live in New Orleans or have a deep connection to the city. But for people who have lived through so much in that city, what did that Super Bowl win mean?
I can't explain it. You know, you just got to know the story to feel it all. And just once they won, it's like if the Saints could do it, we sure could do it. I actually went out because at that moment, it wasn't about rebuilding. There's a lot of people probably was out there that's not even home, that's still rebuilding, that's still getting sheetrocked onto their homes. But at that moment on Bourbon Street, we forgot about all that. We were out there celebrating us. It was the game, yeah, the guys, yeah. But you know what? It was this New Orleans. I let it go. I was boo-hooing for the Saints that were here, like myself, and the Saints that didn't make it back. My dad died a little before Katrina, but as you know, my mom never got back to New Orleans. So that Saint, I was cheering for her. And I know there were so many other people, the mamas and the daddies and the aunts and daughters and everybody that didn't make it back to New Orleans. It was That was for them too, you know. And I never put my dad picture in a frame until Super Bowl night. I bought him a Saints jersey that he would never wear. And I took a picture with him because he wouldn't wear it. And I put that picture in a frame Sunday night. And I said, Daddy, they did it, man. They did it.
You know, to listen to you talk about your father, it calls to mind something I read in the Times-Picayune. One of the columnists, Mark Lorando, in his column made an observation. He said that almost everybody in New Orleans will tell you that they want the Saints to win this game for somebody else, somebody to whom a Super Bowl berth would mean so much. That's exactly what you're talking about.
Right. I mean, he didn't live to see it. I mean, he loved the Saints. My dad, he would watch those games, and they were so sorry. But like I said, that win surpassed everything. And we were the underdogs. They didn't talk about us very much. It was like, yeah, they mentioned the Katrina thing and the pity party. But you know what? It wasn't about the pity party. It was those boys persevered. They played that game. Yes, it got a little scary first quarter because, I mean, I was hollering and screaming. But you know what? They came back strong, and they finished that thing, and they did it upright.
Sharon, it is always good to talk to you. It is especially nice to be able to talk to you about such a happy event.
Thank you again, Michelle. I don't want to go on. Thank you.
That's New Orleans resident Sharon White.